You know what you find in confession? You find grace. You find comfort. You find healing. Proverbs 28 says, "He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion." That's talking about prospering in the Lord. And you cannot prosper in the Lord if you're not walking with the Lord. And when you go to His throne of mercy, you find compassion. He is a compassionate Savior. He is a loving Savior. But failure to confess will eat you alive. Turn for a moment to Psalm chapter 32. Let's see what the psalmist says about withholding confession. Psalm chapter 32. We'll start in verse 1. "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." Now, how is that man blessed? How is there no guile? How is his sin covered? Listen to these next few verses. "When I kept silence," that means about his sin, "when he kept silent about his sin, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long, for day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer." You know what that heavy hand of God is? It is guilt. It is Him convicting you of your sin and weighing down hard upon you that you are not walking with Him. And what is it doing to David when he is covered with guilt? The same thing that it did to Christian in Pilgrim's Progress. The burden was heavy. The hills got steeper. The mud got thicker. And Christian had so much trouble just trudging along because the guilt was beating him down and weighing him down. Night and day, night and day, there was no relief. So it is with David when he keeps his sins silent. That means to himself. It doesn't mean he's telling everyone else. It's he's not telling God. And he's not confessing to God. And he's not acknowledging his sins before God. That God's hand was heavy upon him. David was miserable. Do you think hiding your sins will make you happier? Do you think it will make you feel better that mom and dad don't know? I tell you, the judgment and the heavy hand of God is the most harsh, lonely place that you can be as a Christian, is to feel His heavy hand pushing you down because of your unconfessed sin. There is no worse feeling as a Christian than to feel the heavy weight of judgment upon you. Take off your burden. Take it to the cross as Christian did. He took it to the cross and He laid it down at the cross of Jesus Christ. And He was free. His burden was lifted. He felt no more weight. He was no longer controlled by his sin. He gave it to the cross. Because at the cross there is comfort. At the cross there is forgiveness. Because we have a Savior who knows, who understands. And when you confess, when you come crawling to the throne room of grace, He is faithful to forgive. Verse 9 of chapter 1, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." If you are walking in the light, if you are following Christ and you take your sins to Him, He will not turn you away. He will not shun you. He will not condemn you. He is faithful and just, and He will forgive your sins.